The Sunday being the last Sunday of the church year, we traditionally use this Sunday to remember the ones that have died in the past year. In German, we call it Totensonntag. I kind of like the word better in English, Eternity Sunday. Gives you more hope. As far as I remember, we only had one individual from this congregation leave us this last year, being Louise Wolf. And for her family and friends, this has left a big hole in their lives. But if we think in our communities and people that we know, people have died. I think of Rudy, who died this year, and a good friend of most of us here, Sam Hofer. And I just read in the paper yesterday, for those who don't know, Nels Malmus died. And this is part of life. If we're born, we're going to die. I talked to the people at the heart clinic not too long ago, and they said that I might still need a defibrillator, and I questioned that. And the nurse said, well, if you don't put this in, you might have an incident and die. And I said, well, I fully expect to which she had no idea how to answer. We are going to die. It is never easy to let go of the people we know and love, and yet it is a fact of life. If we are born into this world, unless the Lord returns before we die, we, sitting here, all of us will die. Although our earthly bodies will die, whether you're young or old, doesn't matter, our souls will live on. And in Romans 5:17, we read why we must die. For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to roll over so many. So we die because of sin. But in the same verse, we have an assurance of a greater gift from God's wonderful grace and righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. So in Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11, we have the assurance again of where we will be in eternity. And if we believe in God, so I'm just quickly look that up. Psalm 16. Verses 9 to 11. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasure of living with you forever. What a wonderful thought. The pleasure of living with God and Jesus in eternity. It is my hope that we can also have the joy that King David had as he wrote those words. Let's read these verses. What a wonderful day that will be when we will be leaving all the troubles of this world behind us. We will someday die. That's a given. You can't get around that fact. Where our souls will be is another matter entirely. We have a choice to make while we are still alive. Will we live as repentant sinners and know where we will be, or will we be unrepentant and spend eternity with Satan in hell? It's our choice.